This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, talking all things Colorado State Rams with Kevin Lytle of The Colorado. And these appearances of Kevin, of course, and Rams Weekly starting up, I believe, next week, are brought to you by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Kevin, my friend, the quarterback competition is heating up. That seems to be the big question on everyone's mind. I want to get to some questions for you later on, but obviously we got to start with the quarterback situation. Haas Haney, and are we officially, how are we saying, Kasson or Kasson? How are we saying that, Kevin?
Well, I come to you with breaking news because I just interviewed both of the quarterbacks, and it is Kasson.
And Kevin, I continue to struggle. I'm saying Farrar. How are you? I want to get into it though. Farrar. I want to do that. But how are you saying it?
You just want to make it aggressive.
I do. It's fun.
Kasson Farrar.
Farrar. See, that's
it's almost
fun.
Like a Ferrari. Just drop the E at the end.
I think that's kind of a good nickname.
The E sound. Yeah. honestly, that'd be pretty cool.
I think so.
You know, a long touchdown run, Ferrari. Yep.
I think that's part of the reason he should be the starting quarterback, and I think Jim Mora needs to consider
that. If that happens, I'm 100% stealing that from you now.
That's okay. I will sign off on that, Kevin, because Lord knows I've stolen enough stuff from you over the years. That's the big question, though, and I know Jim Mora, he already got to you, Kevin. You tried sneaking it in there, and he's like, hey, man, he pulled a Nick Saban on you. He's like, stop asking about it. Not really. He's more polite than that. But he's telling us we're not going to know for a while who that starting quarterback is.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. It's somewhat the game we play occasionally, and in interviews of, you know, you don't maybe ask the question directly, but you're hoping for an answer. And Jim Mora, obviously it's not his first rodeo. He understood. So I asked kind of generally about, hey, you had told us in spring that you were in no rush to name a quarterback. You know, is that just, you know, you like the competition that it brings? You know, sort of see where that leads. And yeah, he, you know, gave a great answer about the competition and then said, yeah, 4:02 p.m. On a border war day, he'll name the starter, you know, which is basically kickoff time. So, yeah, he knew, you know, and to his credit, he gets it. He knows that that's a thing many and most fans want to know. But they're in no rush to name that person publicly. And I think, at least right now, it is definitely a very real competition. It's not just lip service.
And it seems like, and again, you've been at every single practice. You've seen these guys. My brief stint out there on Tuesday, you know, again, it's not like this isn't deep insight, but from what I saw from both guys, pretty good. I mean, there was a couple of misdirection type plays from Haas Haney that looked cool. Kasson Farrar hit a deep ball later in practice. So there's all good, cool things going on with these guys. But based on your assessment so far, who are you leaning toward and what percentage would that be?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the best thing for CSU is, you know, I've watched a lot of camps. I think you have two guys that you can win games with, which, you know, that's nice. That hasn't always been the case. It's tough because there are days where, you know, I think, you know, Haas is definitely the guy. There are days where I think Kasson's the guy. You know, by play, I'd say it's pretty even. I keep, you know, you've asked me through summer, a lot of people have, and I keep saying if I had to bet on who will be running out against Wyoming, I keep saying Haas Haney, and I'm going to keep saying that. And it's not because it's a clear winner right now. Just his dynamic athleticism, ability, you know, run ability in addition to the throwing, I just can't see that not being on the field right now. Ooh. Again, that may change. You know, Kasson might win that job, but right now, just how dynamic he is, I just can't convince myself that they won't pick that.
Kevin, are both quarterbacks, I mean, from what I see, you know, both mobile guys, but you specifically say Haas Haney might have more of that, you know, hot, nasty speed that we're looking for here on the whole show. As far as being that mobile quarterback, you'd give the nod to Haas Haney being better at as far as that skill set?
Yeah, I know both are mobile and can extend plays, can run. Kason, I mean, he's a good athlete. Like, there's no knock on him at all. Haas is just absolute dynamic speed. I mean, he may be one of the fastest guys on the team. Obviously, you know, they're not giving us the 40 times or anything, but he is very electric athletically. Kason is a very athletic quarterback as well, can extend plays, can run. So, like, make no doubt, if he plays, he can make those plays with his legs or extending out of the pocket as well. But Haas is just a very dynamic athlete.
Well, it's just an interesting, you know, dynamic between the two, because on one hand, you bring in a transfer. He was at Oklahoma State last year in Haas Haney, so you could go, okay, well, you bring a guy like that in for a reason. But also, Kason Farrar, like, he was with Coach Mora last year. He's maybe, you know, a step ahead as far as terminology and knowing the offense. So, I mean, I guess there's reasons, there's cases to be made for both guys, but you probably do lean with, I would say, if you went out and you got this guy entering the portal to come over here, it would seem like maybe Haas Haney's going to be the guy. But again, you're saying you're leaning that way. We just have no clue.
Yeah. I don't think, and I will say, you know, when I interviewed Mora in spring, you know, I was kind of trying to ask about money and who, you know, not specifically who gets paid what, because obviously they're not going to share that, but kind of talking about the roster and money. And he basically said, I want, you know, obviously I have to know in some ways, but don't want know exactly or deal with exactly, which is, you know, similar to what Norvell said. And he said, I don't make depth chart decisions based on money. And sometimes from coaches, I feel like that's lip service. But with his background, I feel like at this stage in his career, why would he? I think Mora is a guy that is winning obsessed, and he'll pick who he thinks wins. So even if that were a mean, you know, maybe the guy they didn't originally think in spring, but someone beats him, I think they would probably go that way.
Isn't that an interesting concept now? In college, we are saying those kind of things, though. Like, hey, making a decision based on money. That is now where we are. We've been there for a bit, but it seems like it's just more prevalent now in 2026.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the analysis. I mean, we see that conversation kind of around pros of like, oh, you know, are they really going to let the undrafted guy take the spot of a first-round pick? Like, unlikely. You know, that's been a conversation around the NFL for forever. So now it's, yeah, that conversation in a slightly different way, but similarly happens around college programs of like, hey, we rallied the boosters to get an extra $200K for this guy. You know, can we actually sit him when we, you know, kind of rallied and got that money? It's, you know, it's real. It's a thing.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Colorado. And Kevin, I had a ton of questions, interest, whatever. I was sitting out at practice. I got there way too early, waiting for you to get there, and just so I can have somebody to talk to. And so I'm asking Rams fans, you know, what's your number one question, thought, concern, or interest about the 2026 Rams? Obviously, the quarterback position was one of those. Here's one I wanted to ask you, because me being out there for 30, 40 minutes the other day, I don't get any sense whatsoever. Got a question here. How are practices different with Mora? What's the biggest difference you've seen? Based on what I saw, it doesn't seem like that big of a difference overall, but you've been to every single practice. How much different is it, and what have you noticed that's kind of, you know, a different atmosphere?
Yeah, that's one I've gotten a lot as well. I think it's, yeah, it just speaks to the interest people have. I think there are a few things. One, I'd say it's pretty kind of pro style in how it's run. You know, I think you can see some of Mora's NFL influence. I would say the attention to detail, you know, details that maybe a lot of people wouldn't even really be considering, is really, really high. You know, another one, this is maybe on the other side a very simple one, but it is different than Jay. Of, you know, Jay was the offensive play caller, and so when they break into 11-on-11, you know, team drills, Jay was on the offensive side with a headset on, with his, you know, looking at the play sheet, whereas Jim Mora is always right in the middle of the field, talking to both sides. Like, he'll, you know, he'll yell at the defense, either, you know, suggestions, if you will, or You know, he sometimes plays almost referee of like, oh, you know, third down, one time out left, things like that. But he's standing right in the middle, you know, kind of truly, literally overseeing the entire product and process, which, again, that's, you know, it's a kind of simple thing, but it is a big difference from the Norvell era.
Yeah, and I guess me as a football fan, like, I look at it and go, I can get behind a coach that has his nose buried in a playbook, and that can work, and that can be great. I think just as things wore on with Jay Norvell, the play calling controversy that hit before the season and then middle of the season, I think at that point I was just over it. So for CSU in this timeline, I'm actually really excited about that what you just said, that Mora's not really inside of a playbook. He's kind of all over the place. He's defensively, he's offensively. I think that's refreshing. Not to say Norvell's style or that coaching style is bad, but for CSU now, turning the page to a guy like this, that's one of the things I'm more interested in.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I said that during the Norvell era of, you know, a head coach being a play caller can work. I mean, it happens a lot.
Sure.
It was not rare. You know, what Jay was doing isn't unheard of. It just was not working for him in CSU. So it's not necessarily the process, is more the product. And so, yeah, I think that it, you know, that does feel like a positive change for CSU fans, certainly, of a lot of those details that felt like they slipped through the cracks are going to, you know, theoretically, they should be. I think they will be better. I mean, Mora has basically like a game manager that follows him to help with, you know, some of the analytical decision-making in games of, you know, the numbers say this, or, you know, clock situations. So he's just very hyper-detailed in, you know, some of those small margins that can, you know, swing a game.
Kevin, I got like one or two here, time for maybe one or two. This one, I don't know how much you can get into, but this one coming in with essentially an entirely new roster, what can we expect on the field? Physicality, speed, what type of offense should we expect?
Yeah, very diverse in what they can do. I think they'll run well and run a decent bit, but that's going to be, you know, it's not I-form ground and pound. It's, you know, getting downhill with the running backs, but the quarterbacks are going to be part of that as well. So some options there. And then I think, you know, as far as passing game, they're going to shoot for some deep balls. You know, I think we're definitely going to see some bombs, but also a lot of diversity in what they can do of get it to a tight end or a quick receiver outside, things like that. Should be, if it all clicks, a pretty diverse offense in what it does.
Yeah, I'm interested, you know, to see what this ultimately looks like.
I think
it
has ability, you know, if the O-line holds up, I think they have the ability to be a pretty good scoring team here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And it sounds like that matchup between CSU and Wyoming might have more of a mobile type of quarterback too, Kevin. So for me, like, this could be really fun with quarterbacks running all over the place.
Honestly, you know, CSU fans would probably be thrilled to have, you know, kind of a shootout type of game at Canvas because, you know, to be blunt, there have been some kind of drab, boring ones over the last few years.
Yeah, I can't wait. Kevin, looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to the start of Rams Weekly. Again, thanks to our friends at Crazy Carl's Pizza. Kevin and I have spent a few moments there at Crazy Carl's. Great pizza, and the beer selection's not too bad either.
Absolutely. Always a good place for friendship time.
I like friendship time. Kevin, appreciate you as always, my man, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Brady.
The return of Kevin Lytle to Rams Weekly next Thursday, thanks to the one and only Crazy Carl's Pizza. They're back at it with us. So very excited about that. I'm just interested to learn more about what this is going to look like for CSU. And going off of our conversation yesterday, the whole if you got two quarterbacks, you got none thing. I mean, it just didn't work out with BFN, man. That whole idea that, hey, he was given the keys, and once he was given the keys, there was never any question as to who's going to be the starting quarterback. Even when he would have some rough games, it was always about BFN until finally it wasn't. But that didn't work out so well. And bottom line is, it sounds like you have two capable guys that can run the type of offense that Jim Mora wants to have run. And we'll see. Based on my short stint, it was case on fire, rah. And I'm still going to do that. I know Kevin corrected us, but it's still a fun name. That's my favorite name right now.
Ferrar without an E.
Ferrari. And Kevin said he's stealing that, Mike. Should we TM that quickly? Can you get to your guys, your trademark people? Can we trade
that? I've already trademarked it, and you have to pay me $20 every time you say that.
It's a whole show thing. It's not you. It's not all about you, man.
Nope, but I got it. I got there first.
I think I came up with that.
I got there first.
Did you come up with it, or did I? Can we go back to the tape? What's the tape show? Let's throw the challenge flag.
I don't know who started it. I know at some point someone said Ferrari.
You might have said Ferrari, and I think I said the cooler one, which was Farrar, which is just amazing.
I mean, Farrar is really cool.
That's great thinking.
I'm trademarking Farrar-E.
Okay, go ahead and trademark it for him. Be careful trademarking stuff. You get attacked by Jaden Daniels. We're going to talk about this LSU story coming up here in just a moment. Top stories today. I got a lot to unpack. That segment's going to take a while because this is really entertaining stuff. It's the whole show. What more can you expect from the greatest thing that's ever happened to radio? 11:50 the time. Maybe that's overshooting it. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
All championship dreams start with training camp. KFK shines a spotlight on the Roosevelt Rough Riders live tonight at 5 p.m. Brought to you by A-Plus Heating and AC. This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.